to me.
Vanderbilt University Medical Center is proud to present Vanderbilt Health Radio, your guide to the latest in healthcare research and treatments. Here's your host, Debbie Allen.
I'm so glad you're listening on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We are powered by WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. And now we're back with Dr. James Carey. He's an assistant professor of orthopedics and rehabilitation at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He serves as the team physician for Vanderbilt University, Belmont University, and also the Nashville Predators. Recently, Dr. Carey was named director of the Vanderbilt Center for Cartilage Repair and OCD Treatment, and we're going to find out what that's all about. But of course, with increased participation in sports comes a marked increase in cartilage injuries. And I think if I were on the show, Doc, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I think I would fail. I'm not, because I don't even know if I could tell you exactly where the cartilage is. Can you describe what cartilage is?
Sure. There are actually lots of different types of cartilage in the human body. In the knee, for example, there are C-shaped shock absorbers in the knee called menisci, which are made of fibrocartilage. They're rubbery. Again, they're shock absorbers. And that is the type of cartilage that when a sports caster announces that athlete just tore their cartilage, or we know that athlete has a torn cartilage.
So if you see a big hit on a football field and they're talking about somebody, that could be that.
That could be a meniscus tear.
Okay.
And it's usually confirmed by an MRI. The second type of cartilage is the shiny articular cartilage that lines the ends of the bones. That is allows the knee to glide, lets the thigh bone glide past the shin bone with every step. We take about a million steps per year, so it's real important for that
serious?
To be really slippery.
Wow, a million steps per year.
If you actually
compare
a lot
of wear and tear.
The coefficient of friction of ice to the knee is actually about 1,000 times more slippery than ice on ice.
You're kidding. So a lot of things can go wrong with this, with so much wear and tear happening?
Yes. And the articular cartilage is really what we'll focus mostly on talking about today.
So how specifically is articular cartilage injured?
Well, there are two ways to injure it, mainly. You can injure a focal part of the cartilage, one discrete area that's analogous to a punched hole in the wall,
okay,
where the defect in the wall is no good. It's fragmented and missing, but the surrounding area is entirely intact. The other type is arthritis, or regional wear of the cartilage. That's analogous to the wear pattern that you see in the stairs in an old building, you know, about a foot from the railing, where you see where it kind of settles
in like that.
And that's what arthritis is, where it wears in one region.
And now do you have new ways to treat arthritis?
Well, when we treat arthritis, we generally start with, you know, the most conservative things first, things with very low side effects and are pretty cheap. So I'll typically start patients with ice. I'll tell them to apply ice to their knee about 20 minutes at a time, three times per day. Just a bag of frozen peas dropped on and saran wrapped in place. I'll typically prescribe some rehab to get the quadriceps stronger and some of the hip and core muscles stronger. And I might start them on a dietary supplement called glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate that you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
If they come back 6 weeks later and are still unsatisfied with their knee, I may add an injection. A steroid injection is pretty good to give about 1 to 3 weeks of relief. It's perfect for an upcoming wedding or vacation that's hard to reschedule. There's another type of injection which is kind of like putting oil in the knee. They're called visco supplements. And that lasts longer, about 6 months to a year, but the effect size is smaller. It doesn't give that huge relief that people get after a steroid injection.
And if you're having problems with arthritis, say in your hips or your knees, how important is your weight when it has to do with that?
That's a great question. It's really important. The knee sees about 4 to 8 times your body weight when you do things like going up and down stairs.
And with the rehab that you're talking about, would I be surprised that what you'd have me rehab and what you'd have me work and the exercises and parts of my bodies, like, maybe it wouldn't even have anything to do with my knees?
Yes, you would. A lot of the exercises work on getting the short external rotators in your hip and all these little muscles we don't use too much to guide the way the kneecap tracks better in the groove at the end of the thigh bone.
All right, let's talk about the focal articular cartilage defects and how they're treated.
Well, that treatment is really customized, and it's based on the size and location of the defect, as well as the patient's age. It's quite individualized. There are a few treatments you might have heard about, which I can review. Microfracture is one, and that involves making small holes at the base of the defect in order to allow blood cells and marrow cells to come in. It fills the defect with a clot, which, under the right rehab down the road, will mature into new cartilage. Another technique is called osteochondral autograft transfer, or OAT, where you take a small piece of bone and cartilage from one part of the knee, which is usually less critical, and then move it to a part of the knee that's considered more critical, like a weight-bearing portion of the knee. And you can also take that piece from a cadaver if needed, if the piece needed so big that you can't really borrow from one part of the knee. And then another thing you might have heard about is autologous chondrocyte implantation, or ACI.
Oh, sure. I was just talking about that last night at dinner.
That's a two-stage procedure. The first stage, you biopsy a small piece of cartilage, and then you actually grow it in the lab until you have millions and millions of cells, and then you go back in a few weeks later and put it back in. You fill the defect with those new cells, and you sew a little cover over top of it.
And it grows, continues to grow on its own?
Yes.
That's amazing. Hey, if you've just clicked on, you're listening to Vanderbilt Health Radio. You can find out more about the good things that are happening at Vanderbilt University Medical Center by logging on to VanderbiltHealth.com. That's VanderbiltHealth.com. We're talking with Dr. James Carey. He is Assistant Professor of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He serves as the team physician, helps out universities, major universities, and even the Nashville Predators. Recently, he was named director of the Vanderbilt Center for Cartilage Repair and OCD treatment, and that OCD is so different than the mental health OCD.
Yes, it is. This OCD stands for osteochondritis dissecans. The osteo means bone, and chondritis means cartilage and inflammation, and dissecans means drying out. It turns out it's a bit of a misnomer, but the name has persisted until today.
We talked about major league athletes having problems with this, and then about older people because of arthritis, but what are problems with kids in sports? With these kind of cartilage injuries?
Yes, OCD typically affects teenagers. And it's really a misunderstood condition in which a fragment of bone and the overlying cartilage separates from the main part of the bone, and it causes pain, swelling, and mechanical issues. It mostly occurs in the knee, but it can be found in the ankle or the hip or elbow.
And why does it cause, why does the separation happen?
You know, that's really poorly understood. A lot of people think it's related to microtrauma. And the reason why we're seeing more of it now is because teenagers are more active in sports and they're playing more sports or one sport with several seasons throughout the year. And they're not giving their knee much of a chance to kind of heal and grow in a normal way.
If a kid gets an OCD injury, is surgery mandatory?
No. In fact, most of the stable OCD lesions will heal on their own without surgery. It may require some activity modification like casting or bracing or non-weight-bearing for a bit of time.
And if kids get injuries like this as young kids, are they then later on more prone to get arthritis and have other problems?
We're not sure. That's something we need to study further. There are some studies which suggest that, yes, you would have a somewhat higher chance of osteoarthritis down the road or the wear and tear arthritis, but some other studies suggest that if these are treated properly at the right time, that these fragments will heal and there'll be no future damage to the knee.
Is there anything on the horizon that we should be excited about as far as what you're learning about the cartilage?
Yes, I think we're learning when to operate on OCD lesions. And not waiting for them necessarily to fail down the road and become a really unstable fragment like a trap door or a manhole cover that's loose in the knee. I think we're timing the surgeries better when appropriate.
I'm always amazed at the good things happening over at Vanderbilt. I had no clue that we even had a Vanderbilt Center for Cartilage Repair and OCD Treatment. So now you're the director of it. What kinds of things do you see on the horizon?
Meniscal transplantation is a technique that I see on the horizon. Only a few centers are performing this now, and we need to determine which patients are the right ones for this procedure. But that is something that may help young patients that have meniscal injuries.
Awesome. We've been talking with Dr. James Carey, Assistant Professor of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He is seeing patients in Cool Springs and in Nashville. The Vanderbilt Center for Cartilage Repair and OCD Treatment is now accepting new patients as well. You can find out more at VanderbiltHealth.com. That's VanderbiltHealth.com. Thanks for listening to another edition of Vanderbilt Health Radio, found at NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We are powered by WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. I'm Debbie Allen. I'll see you next time.
My business, Tennessee Tea Cakes, has been satisfying cravings for the moist Southern confection for over a quarter of a century. Our catering packs are perfect for that special occasion and business function looking for that extra touch to make a lasting impression. Visit us online at tntcakes.com or call 1-888-886-3926 to order your caterer's pack today. Again, that's tntcakes.com.
As investors, we've been presented with many challenges over the past year, but we've been presented with opportunities as well. Do you know how to recognize them? I'm Kimber Barton at Wilson Financial. There's a difference in the quality of financial advice available to you. Let's get acquainted and you'll understand the difference and you'll know if we can help. It's that simple. Visit us at wilsonfinancial.com. That's wilsonfinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic five-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Caring Resources is a nonprofit dedicated to delivering hope. If you're looking for tools that'll help you to be a more effective caregiver, that'll equip you to deal with the emotional and spiritual aspects of aging and debilitating disease, then check out caringresources.com. At Caring Resources, you'll also find the support you need when dealing with a loss of any kind. Caringresources.com. Call to bring hope and freedom to the brokenhearted, defeated, and overwhelmed. On the web at caringresources.com.